This is Spoiler Alert with Mark Carosa and John Trax. You're listening to Episode 4, Batman: Arkham Asylum. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Spoiler Alert. I'm Mark Carosa.
I'm John Trax.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am.
You still am.
I still haven't changed it yet.
Yes, not yet. Soon it will be Batman.
Batman.
Okay, so you decided you didn't want to record last week.
I didn't decide. I went to the midnight screening of Scott Pilgrim.
And
the comic store by me has like a little, like a pregame, and they have sales and stuff. So I went to that.
You're such a nerd.
It was pretty good. Scott, you know, it wasn't exactly like the comic, but it was. It kept
nothing.
It kept
nothing ever is.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So what do we got? What do we got this week?
Batman. Wayne Manor.
Manhattan.
Oh, okay.
I'm not showing a listing.
I will find him with my vengeance and my hatred. Oh, that sounds good. We'll find him. Wow. Off the tracks already.
What game?
20 seconds, we're already off the tracks.
What game are we doing?
Batman, Arkham Asylum.
Yay.
We are very excited. Very excited.
It's slightly newer than the last game.
Yeah, it is. It's when did this come out? 2009?
No.
It came out in 2010?
2008?
No.
2009? Yeah, 2009.
This game did not come out 2 years ago. It came out in December?
No, I think it came out in 2009.
I have no idea. We're failing already.
We are.
This is horrible.
This is awesome.
Just quit where we're ahead.
It did come out in 2010.
April 4th, apparently.
Apparently, well, that's when the guy wrote the
game. Yeah, that's when. Yeah, we're looking at game facts because we don't completely remember all the parts. Actually, I do because I just played it like a day ago.
I played it the day it came out.
Yeah, I did. I actually had it the day it came out, but then for some reason I stopped in the middle of it and didn't feel like playing it.
And I told you how many times.
Yeah, I didn't say it was bad. I was just saying, you know,
I don't want to play it.
I was busy. I think I was playing Fear 2, which is just my lovely game. I love that game. What?
Okay. What?
Where am I?
So we'll go with 2010 for the year it came out. It's made by Eidos, right? Published by who? Was it also published by Eidos?
I have no idea. Yeah. Probably.
It was Eidos. Eidos finally made a good game.
I know it's what's her name too. I know it's the beef stick engine.
The beef stick engine.
Because there's plenty of beef men in this.
Yes. Okay, so Eidos finally made a good game. They finally stopped making bad Tomb Raider games.
Oh God. Those games are great. As I like to call them, jump tits.
Jump tits.
That's basically what that game is.
Jumping in titties?
Yeah. Jumping in boobs.
Boobs. Okay, so how does this game start out?
This game starts out. I guess they get into the story. And one of the first things you see, you see the bat. That was the bat car? The Batmobile. Driving.
The bat car.
the bat vehicle.
The rapid vehicle Batman response vehicle.
Yeah, he's taken the Joker into Arkham, and it's the best because you pass the sign. The atmosphere in this game is it's perfectly Batman. It's wonderful. You know, they got everything perfect in this game they got the original characters' voices from the well, most of them from the.
No, I'm pretty sure it's all of them.
No, they didn't because Gordon wasn't the same, and a couple other guys weren't.
Okay, who cares about Gordon?
Scarecrow wasn't the same.
I don't think Croc was the same.
No, Croc wasn't the same, but it's Croc. This is,
as long as you have Mark Hamill and what's his face to play back.
Well, I mean, and Harley Quinn.
And
it was funny because we're not even into the game yet, but like a couple of the Joker lines, you could tell he hasn't done it in a while, and they were kind of little off Joker. And I was like you can kind of hear him. And there was like, I guess because he wasn't doing like so much dialogue in the show. Like he was doing a lot, but not as much as this. So you can hear there was some words that he didn't say as the Joker, and you can kind of hear him pushing it. If you play it, you'll understand. But anyway, yeah, well, he's taking the Joker into Arkham Asylum, and one of the first signs you pass is escaped inmates, or hitchhikers might be escaped inmates, which is fantastic. That's such a great sign.
I'm going to put one in my house.
Yeah, I want that. I want to steal that and put one in. Yeah, so...
Yes, go into the video game, steal the sign, and bring it
out. I can make one. I'll do it. I stole a fake cow once. All right off the tracks. You bring the Joker in, and they have him, you know, they have him in one of those kind of Hannibal Lecter things with his face all done up and he's talking. And well, actually, his face isn't done up, but he's strapped down.
His face is done. Strapped down to the thing.
Yeah.
You're like, I kind of caught him a little too easy. Let me go in Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, you think something's going on because you caught the joke a little too easy or he gave in too easy. And then they're carting him back in there and they kind of show you the place. And then you see, you stop for an elevator and the elevator coming up is Killer Croc. And you see he's tremendous in this game. He's not
huge. Yeah,
he's not like the show. He's maybe like 10 feet tall in this game. And he's massive. So, and you know you're going to fight him eventually. And they show him and he's talking smack to Batman.
He's got the muzzle on.
Yeah, and he's got that collar on and he's all chained up. He's cool looking in this game.
He is.
He's big, mean looking. Okay, you know what he kind of looks like? He kind of looks like a buffed up Goomba from the Super Mario Brothers movie.
From the movie.
He looks like that.
God, that movie was terrible. They had such little heads and big bodies, and then the Super Scope 6 as a bazooka.
Oh, so bad. Remember he turned Toad into one of them, and he had like the little harmonica?
Did he?
Stupid movie.
Remember. I haven't seen it. I saw that movie when it first came out, and I haven't had the balls to watch it again.
Why was Dennis Hopper Ken Cooper?
Oh, God.
Stupid movie. Oh, that's just
that was the high point of his career.
This has nothing to do with Batman.
No.
God. It doesn't
anyway. Matter. So you keep going a little deeper into this island.
Yes. Yeah, and then you start discovering all the detective stuff that you get to do.
Before the stuff starts happening?
Yeah, I guess what happens? What's the first thing that happens?
Does he get loose before?
Is that when it starts hitting the fan?
I don't remember if they start showing the detective stuff before he gets loose or.
Okay.
You played it recently.
Oh God. Yeah, I remember he gets out somehow.
And then Harley lets him out.
Harley lets him out? I think so because you first hear Harley's voice, and it's fantastic.
Yes.
And then Harley Quinn looks fantastic in this game.
Yes.
She's like,
she's got a nurse outfit on.
Yeah, it's really it hurts the pelvis area to look at her, even though she's a video game.
It makes the jeans a little tighter.
Yeah, she's I would probably kick my grandmother in the face to meet her in real life. Even the animated show, I had a chubby for her.
Did you?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I have a weak spot for her. I would get a tattoo of her. What the hell are we talking about? Yeah, this is Harley Quinn in it. Yeah. And then you do some stuff, and you get. I guess they start showing the detective stuff, and you get to you go into like a detective mode. And first of all, the fighting in this game is fantastic. So you start sending guards after you, and that's like one of the first things you notice. The fighting is so fluent. It's one button, but you can just the way he fights. It's so Batman. And then somebody will come up behind you with like a bat or whatever, and you push another button for like the counter, and he does some crazy Batman move and like back fists him. And he'll jump over the guy's back, and he'll just like get him in like a chokehold or whatever. They got Batman down to a T. It's wonderful, and the character designs are great. They kind of cross between, I guess they kind of based it on the book Arkham Asylum, which I don't really care for, but it's kind of close to that.
I think it's a very loose interpretation.
Well, a lot of the backstory, because a lot of the things that you find for achievements, there's a whole Arkham story, and that's pretty much the same as the comic. But the art style is a little bit like it, too. It's all crazy, and all the guys look completely demented. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And, well, you enter, like, the detective mode, because you have to find, I think, one of the guards. And when you enter detective mode, you can...
Basically goes into, like, an x-ray vision kind of thing.
Yeah, you can see fingerprints and stuff like that. Well, there's different kinds. Later on, he, like, changes it, and it's like, oh, I can find blood with this. I have to find the Joker.
I must put him back in his
cell. I have to find the Joker. You think he would have killed him by now? Out of all, like, or like even just Gotham would have been like, you know, we had enough of this guy. We're gonna hang you. Like he's killed like thousands of people.
What I never understood is why don't all the criminals just go to another city? Like you know, like the biggest crime fighter in the world is gonna be in your city.
Are you gonna go to Metropolis and fight Superman?
go to Montana. Go to like North Dakota.
But they have, like, I guess they have the scrubby guys. There's actually a really good, there was a cartoon where Batman and Superman switch places, and he goes to fight, like, one of the criminals, and it's not Batman, it's Superman. And I always thought, like, when I was a kid, I was like, that's messed up. Like, you go to, like, kill Batman, and it's not Batman. It's like you're trying to fight him, you're like, oh, I got this plan worked out, and it's Superman, and he, like, totally destroys you. You're like, oh, you know what? For once, I'm going to shoot him in the face. You know what? I've shot him in the chest so many times, I'm going to shoot Batman right in the mouth. And you shoot him in the mouth, and it's Superman.
He bites the bullet and shoots it back at you.
It's just like, oh, it's so messed up. Again, off the track. Yeah, so...
Okay, so the Joker gets out.
Yeah, one of the first, I think, villains you fight is Zaz, which I don't really know of. I don't follow the Batman comic so much. I have a couple of things, but I don't know who Zaz is. He was some mental guy. You remember him in this?
I don't know.
But what if maybe he has like the guard hostage and he has like the knife through his throat, and this is the first time you get to jump on like the gargoyles. You get the batarangs in this. You get the bat pulley thing. What is it called? The thing that just lets you fly into the air. You know, it goes boom, and then you latch on something.
The bat make me a line so I can climb up.
Yeah,
it.
The bat
zapper.
The bat grabber. The bat.
The bat. Pulley.
Yeah, because it's not the bat grappling, because you get one of those too, which makes no sense, because it's the same thing.
It just shoots a different direction.
Well, no, I mean, but they have the other one too. It shoots the hooks, which is... No, the one that shoots the hook too, the one that later on you get like the triple one. It's the same thing.
It is the same thing. It's got a different hook on the end.
Yeah. Jerk. Whatever, you take out Zaz, and then you...
So then you get to do the gargoyles for the first time.
You do what?
The gargoyles.
Yeah, you do the gargoyles, which is a lot of fun. You get to go from gargoyle to gargoyle.
There's basically gargoyles like sitting up in the corners in the rooms, which kind of makes no sense, but whatever, they're there. And you can swing up on top of them and get the drop on people.
Yeah.
Like the whole point of the game is to try. It does stealth better than most other stealth games ever.
Yeah, it does. It makes it more fun.
The best is like when you walk into a room and like they know, like the bad guys will know you're in the room, but they don't see you.
Yeah.
And they start like looking over their shoulders. And they're like, the Batman's here. Then they're all on high alert. And every time like you jump from gargoyle to gargoyle, they're like, oh, what was that? They start running around looking for you.
He's like, I lost him.
Like, oh, I see you.
There's a little. They keep having announcements throughout the entire game. Like, just there'll be like a little chime. It'll be like doo-doo, and it'll say like something about like Arkham Asylum, or whatever. Like this wing is closed or whatever. And they do this chime so much that you will hear it in your sleep. You know what I'm talking about? When the thing comes on, it's like, boo-loo. Mm-hmm. And then later on, the Joker takes over, and he says, like, the most ridiculous things ever. It's wonderful.
The Joker's...
There's one of them where he's just like, from now until, like, 10 p.m., it's forbidden to walk on the floor. He's like, anybody found walking on the floor will be shot. the stealthiness is so much...
You get certain abilities, right? You get the ability to, like... swing down and
later on you can upgrade stuff. The fighting in this game is so much fun.
What do they use for money to do to buy upgrades? I don't remember.
Nothing. It was just you get it. You get experience points and then it lets you upgrade.
Oh, experience points?
Yeah.
I don't remember. And I just remember being able to upgrade.
Yeah, that was
combos and stuff.
The only thing about this game is the upgrades weren't so great. There's one for your life. There's a couple of them, you know, and you get like a bigger health bar, which is you should do that first because it's very helpful, because it's not an easy game. It's not hard, but it's you want to get your health up there. And then the rest of them is a couple of combos. You get like a double batarang, but they weren't. Maybe with the second one, because I know they're making a second one, that they'll update that a little bit. But
the Riddler puzzles.
Yeah, the little question marks.
Riddler, because basically we forgot to mention the most important part of the whole game is that the Joker lets everybody out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all the criminals that are locked up, except for a couple, like Mr. Freeze and...
Yeah, Freeze isn't in this. What's his name is still behind bars.
Clayface is still behind bars.
He lets out...
So the Joker lets everybody out, so the way the Riddler's trying to get you is he leaves clues for... He leaves puzzles all around the city. The asylum. Which makes no sense.
But it's just part of the
game. Some of them are just giant... Some of them are giant question marks, and you have to line up the dot with the question mark.
Yeah. Really?
Those are annoying.
I didn't do that one.
You didn't do any of those?
No, I didn't do any of those.
No, there's a lot of them. You know how you can like unlock area of the puzzles?
Is that when it shows
put question marks?
And they're like flying, they move around, or is that just where they?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's like
that's the area where they are, and then you go there, and like sometimes there'll be like it'll be like a clue about like you know the penguin. You'll see like the penguin's cane or umbrella.
Penguin's so.
But then sometimes it'll be a question mark. You have to take a picture of the question mark. So you have to stand in the right place and look at the right angle.
I haven't done any of those.
Yeah. Stupid. Those are kind of silly.
I'm not big on...
Catch them all, Pokemon?
Yeah, I'm not big on... what's that? Achievements. I really don't care. I'll take a better game over 100% score. What am I going to do with that?
And there's also the Arkham Stones.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of the achievements. And which, it gives you a little history on the Arkham Asylum and the guy who first made it. Who is Barry Arkham? No, I have no idea what the guy's name is.
Henry Arkham.
Jim Arkham. I forget.
Tony, John Arkham.
It's just Tony Arkham. Welcome to my asylum.
I'm crazy. Don't mind me. I'm crazy.
Why don't you bring your crazy people here? Take care of them for you. You got a crazy grandmother, we'll lock her up. Batman?
Bruce Wayne?
Yeah. So you beat up Zaz. Yeah. And that's the end of the game. There's one guy, Zaz. Well, who does he let out? He lets out Killer Croc, Scarecrow. I was going to say Helen Keller, but that's not her name. It's Harley Quinn. Helen Keller popped Helen in my Keller. Head. She just runs
she's
around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just runs around. I don't know.
Wow. I don't know where they popped in. Helen Keller. Doesn't even sound like Harley Quinn.
Poison Ivy.
Who's extremely hot in this game.
Harvey Dent's not in jail yet.
Really? He's not two-faced in this yet?
No. Remember at the end?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, totally. This is gonna be such like a 2-hour episode, and your people are gonna hate it. It's gonna be so much fun. We're just gonna talk about nothing. Yeah. So the whole story in this thing is that one of the scientists kind of steals
Bane's
Titan serum. Not Titan serum. What is it called? No, the Venom.
It's Venom.
And they mutate it into this stuff called the Titan serum, and the Joker takes it and starts putting it into. The guards, a couple of just
they
random
the
inmate
henchmen.
Stuff.
They become the guards you just
and
randomly beat up.
They become the size of Bane, but that's a little later on.
Those are the Titans, right?
Yeah.
Those are later on.
Yeah. But, you take out Zaz, and you do a little more detective work. I don't remember exactly what all of it was. You have to find certain guys.
Doesn't he take Gordon at one point?
Yeah, he takes some people, and then you go into detective mode, and then you find stuff, and you'll see some breakaway walls.
See, the big problem with me with the detective mode is basically you're running around 90% of the game in detective mode, and you're not actually getting to run around and enjoy everything because you can see things easier in detective mode.
Yeah, I really didn't do it too much. I kind of knew the parts that you needed detective mode. Yeah,
but I was always looking for secrets, and I was always looking for stuff.
Well, I wasn't doing that. I got the jizz of it. I knew where I was supposed to go.
Oh, God, I caught that.
Yeah. Yeah, so you... Then there's... There's a lot of cool things you have to do. You have to rescue. There's one part you have to rescue guards from that gas room when the Joker lets the gas in, and you have to run around.
Drop to the floor.
Yeah, that one. And you got to lower the gas step by step.
I died like 19 times trying to get through that.
There was only a couple of parts where I really had trouble with, and that was the stupid sewer part, which I'll get to. And yeah, but there's a lot of little Easter eggs in this game too. Like there's a map for Arkham City, which is the second game, which is a hidden thing. And every once in a while, when you go into a room, you'll see a TV, and then there will be a reporter. And the reporter is Jack Ryder. And Jack Ryder is one of my favorite characters. It's the Creeper. But he's not the Creeper yet. I'm sure he'll be the Creeper in the second one.
It's kind of like X-Men 2 when they're talking to Beast on TV.
Oh, yeah. And then he turns into... Yeah.
He's not the Beast yet. And he's also not what's-his-face.
Yeah, he's not Casey Jones. What the hell is his name? Casey Graham?
Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey, yeah, that guy. Oh, dear Lord. You ever see the video of him falling off stage?
No.
Oh,
remember when he, like, raped a girl? He was, like, harassing a 16-year-old girl.
I'm pretty sure.
He left, like, 4,000 voice messages.
I thought he just...
Nothing ever came of that.
I thought he just crashed his car drunk. I didn't realize there was rape involved.
No, like, he didn't rape her. He was, like, he tried to have sex with her.
Hey, who hasn't?
Anyway.
What? Yeah, so, yeah, Kelsey Grammer falls off stage, and then Batman rescues him. Dear Lord. That's pretty much what happens. Okay. So, yeah, Jack Ryder's one of the reporters. His name's the Creeper. He's one of my favorite characters. I love the Creeper.
Yes, he said that.
Yeah, so after that part, you kind of... This is the first time you get to go outside, and one of the things
it's
you have to do...
basically like a big courtyard.
Yeah,
buildings. There's seven or eight buildings?
Yeah, it looks like a college complex. It's like Harvard. Yeah. Yeah, it's entire. There's all different buildings. There's like the botanical gardens, where you know Poison Ivy is obviously.
Yeah, I wonder who's gonna be in there.
That's a tough one.
That's like having the Riddler room. I wonder who's gonna be.
We hide him in the question mark building. Who's in there? Yeah, but
there's like a one place just for cells.
Yes, it's called the cell block.
Cell block. Yeah, but I mean, there's other places, like the library.
Yeah, you can see, like, the entire courtyard once you go outside, and there's a lot of this guard towers and stuff like that, which gets to be a pain in the ass later on because there's snipers in them.
They snipe you. Oh, God.
If I'm talking too fast, just tell me, because we're from New York, and we do that.
We also talk with our hands. So if
you Our videos are basically just hand gestures, like I'm doing right now. Like, we talk like
warning.
We do. Yeah, we
warning.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Danger.
Danger. What a stupid podcast. Okay. And then when you go outside, when the first thing you have to do is you have to rescue the Batmobile from a bunch of thugs.
Yeah, they're just like hitting it. It makes no sense. They're like, let's hit it. They're not even using weapons. They're like hitting it with their fists. Like, did you not see? Was it the first Batman movie? Or was it Batman Returns when he drives the car up?
No,
and he drops
the
bombs.
One. Yeah, the bombs.
That was the first one.
Yeah, that's the first game.
And it's got the steel frame around it.
Oh, I just got lightheaded because I laughed so hard. Yeah, they're just we don't like your car, Batman. We don't like your car, Batman. It's like, screw this car. Yeah, they just
wiggle, smash it.
They're random thugs. They look all the same. It's so funny.
So you basically just beat the crap out of like eight of those guys.
Beat them up and then you pop the trunk and you get your first upgrade, which is, what is it?
I don't remember.
It's the explosive gel.
Ah, the gel.
Yeah.
What? Oh, I was gonna say something, babe. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, it is a little yes. It is it's a little male male oriented.
Anyway.
It's a little male excretion oriented.
So if you spray this stuff on a wall or on a floor or something, you can basically run away and blow it up.
Yeah.
So it's good for like if somebody's like walking across the floor. If you see like a bunch of guys doing on patrol, you can basically put it on the floor.
I've never said
that. Blow it up.
Yeah, I've never done that before. But every time
you spray.
There's
one part where you have to when you get the multi spray. Remember that part?
No.
There's a part later on where there's like a girl trapped, and they're all harassing her in the room, and you gotta like spray three parts of the room and blow it all, or else they'll kill her.
You are correct. Yeah.
That's like when you first get the multi-spray.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yes. But yeah, every time you spray it, he sprays it in like a little bat symbol.
That's because, the best part. Like, if a bad guy's walking around and sees a bat symbol on the wall, he's not going to be like, what the hell is that?
Put an X or something. Yeah, like he's not going to know. I think Batman's here. Yeah, you make like a little bat symbol, which makes no sense.
I think Superman's here.
Really stealthy. Oh, who's this? There's a picture of a bat here. Stupid. Batman's, you know, supposed to be smart, but not in that aspect. I guess he has no common sense.
I guess he's like, these guys are so stupid, they'll never figure this out.
What is it, like intimidating?
I'm Batman, I'm here, I'm going to kill you, and they probably would still walk past it.
Then you do some more detective stuff, which is basically going in and out of buildings. There's a little bit of backtracking.
They tell you where you gotta go.
Yeah, and you go into the menu, or not the map, and it'll show a little question mark of where you go. And then
you can go anywhere you want at any time, but that's like where the next.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty much free form, but it's kind of like
you. They limit you by like.
It's like a Metroid or Zelda where
it's a Metroidvania game.
Yeah, where you can't go to a certain part.
So once you have the ability to get to certain parts, you can go wherever you want.
Sorry.
Thank you.
What about the little Joker teeth? We forgot about that.
The Joker teeth? Oh, those things are so annoying.
Chattering teeth.
The chattering teeth, you know, the ones you wind up and like you throw on the ground and go ding 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 ding, and they just jump around.
They're all over the island.
But they're explosive.
Yes. Yeah, if you go into it, they blow up. Oh. But what you do is you hit them with the batarang. Or is there anything else you can hit them with? I think just the batarang takes those bastards out.
You can't really punch them, they're too low.
Oh. Yeah, you can't punch them. They don't immediately blow up. You have to like kind of mess with them before they blow up. Right?
I don't remember. I just remember them being very annoying.
Yeah, it's freaking teeth. And then they have little boxes with them. Remember
Like
every time you'll finish something. Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Oh, no, it was always.
No, it's always bad.
Them in the box.
Sometimes there'll be like a guy in there with a bat. But if you put. Yeah, there'll be. Every time you finish something, there'll be like a little. Like when you backtrack, there'll be like a cardboard. Like a present box with like a big bow on top. And then if you hit the detective mode.
You know who it's from.
You can see what. Yeah, obviously, it's not the Riddler. But if you hit detective mode, it'll let
I
you
thought
see
it was
through.
Mr. Freeze.
Is he even in this freeze?
He's in it, but he's in the cell.
Is he?
Yeah.
I hate Mr. Freeze. Actually, you know, I don't. I do
Victor
like Mr. Freeze.
Victor Freeze.
I like him. I like when they turned him into like a Nazi later on in the episodes.
Well, his emotions were destroyed.
No, but I mean, they gave him like these big goggles in like kind of like the second, because there was two Batman animated. It's like the last two seasons where they changed the character designs and everything. and they turned Mr. Freeze into like this Nazi looking guy who was just like, I don't care.
That's what he's supposed to be.
I know, I like it. Yeah, and then
I will kill everybody. Just wants to kill everyone in the city for no reason.
Like the second half of like the show, he didn't even care about his wife. He was just like, I'm going to kill Gotham.
It's like we can fix it. We can bring his wife back to life. I don't care.
I don't care. And then later on in like in Batman Beyond, they brought him back.
Yeah,
and then he goes.
He works with Firefly.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe like a normal thing. Firefly. Right, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so then. You do a little more stuff like that, you know. It's a normal stuff. You do like your detective work, and you fight some guys, and then you kind of find this.
The first detective thing is this is when it starts getting good. Gordon's cigar.
Yes.
That's what you follow.
Yeah, and then sorry. There's something I was just gonna say. Oh, there's also Oracle is in this, and she talks to you over your headset. Oracle, for people that don't follow the comic at all, what happened in the comic is. Oracle is Barbara Gordon, which is Batgirl. You know, she's Gordon's daughter, and the Joker puts
in the movie. In the movie, it's
no, yeah, it's just
in the movie. It's
what's her face?
Alfred's niece.
It's Clueless.
What's her face? Alfred's niece.
Yeah, what the heck? Alicia Silverstone. Alicia Silverstone.
Whatever happened to her?
She turned into a vegan and went nuts.
Oh God,
she's still pretty cute. Like Jenny McCarthy. She put on like a little bit of weight, and she's like even cuter now. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a little bit of weight.
No, it's exactly. I'd like to chew on thoughts.
Keep going with the explanation of the...
Oh, yeah, it's Barbara Gordon and the Joker put a bullet in her spine. So, I think it was the Joker. So now she's in a wheelchair, and she just kind of changed her name to the Oracle, and what she does is just helps Batman along the way, finds out information on, like, the computer. She basically sits in her little chair like Stephen Hawking and has, like, the little computer. That's what it is. And throughout this game, you'll find little tapes, and it'll give you its character profiles. So you'll have like Oracle. So you can, if you don't know a lot about Batman, you can learn a lot about the characters and where they came from. And they have little interview sessions with like the characters when they first took them in to Arkham. Did you get any of those?
Yeah, that's pretty. That was pretty cool. Yes,
it was pretty cool. It was pretty. Yes.
So this is pretty cool.
Now this is when the game starts getting really fun because you encounter your first Scarecrow part. Scarecrow was the only part of this game that disappointed me because his character looks like crap. I just didn't like his character. Stuff. Yeah, he does. Absolutely.
I didn't like the needles on his hands.
Yeah, I didn't like his character design. I thought it was really stupid. They could have did a better job. He wasn't like, if I would have saw that, I would have thought like, who's this idiot? Not, oh my God, it's Scarecrow, I'm scared. But anyway, yeah. the Scarecrow
needles
parts.
On your hands. What are you trying to be intimidating?
Yeah, it wasn't even like a bag on his head. He looked retarded. He had like cage teeth. It was just dumb. And he has like needles for hands. Kind of looked like Freddy in part 3. In Friday Nightmare on Elm Street part 3. Was it 3? When he has like the let's get high. I think it was 3.
I'm not intimidated enough with the differentiation of Freddy movies to know which one.
Yeah, it's okay. Part 3. But
So why don't we talk about the Scarecrow stuff?
Yeah, go ahead.
So you go into like, so he basically gasses you with his Scarecrow gas.
Which makes no sense because Batman has had the antidote for years. But it's okay. I'll let it go.
It's okay. It makes for a better game.
Yeah, that's fine.
And he basically takes you, it makes you go crazy.
Yeah.
And it makes you go into like his psychotic little world.
Yeah.
And he's basically like a big giant.
Yeah.
They're all the same, right? Yeah, there's a big giant in the middle and there's a platform going around them in a circle. And basically you got to get to the end where there's a giant spotlight and shine the spotlight on him.
Yeah,
but if he sees you, he's got like spotlights for eyes. And if he sees you, he'll grab you.
Yeah, that's the end.
It's like then you die and you gotta restart it.
That's about the only annoying part of this game is that when you die, they show you like a little cutscene of kind of whoever's. There's like multiple parts. There's like a Joker part, or like a person who kind of rules that area. So there'll be like a Joker area, or there'll be like the Scarecrow area, and then whoever the boss is at that time. He'll have like a little cutscene and he'll be like, oh, you're dead, blah, blah, blah. And you kind of can't skip it. So it's just like, I want to do it over. And you can't. You just got to listen to them say the same thing. Like, what does the Joker say? The Joker's like, I played you like a violin and then cut your strings. And then the Scarecrow just says, yeah, I know. Yeah. And then, oh, Harley Quinn says some funny stuff. Like, I want to sit on your face. No, that's not what she says. I think that's what I heard.
That's what you heard in your head.
She's so hot in this. It's so sad. It's sad to love an inanimate person.
Yeah. Yes. So but yeah, basically, it's like a little platform. Like you got to jump on boxes.
Yeah, it's very stealthy. Yeah, it's very stealthy. You have to hide behind trash stuff.
As soon as he sees you, it's over. Well, so actually, don't be seen.
Actually, what it is it kind of takes you back to you kind of relive the parts where your parents died. Well, not your parents, but Batman. I don't know if your parents are dead, but whatever. But like Bruce Wayne's parents.
Oh God, we just offended so many people.
Yay! So so it's actually like a big spiral of like the stretched out alley where your parents died. So there's trash cans you have to hide behind, and then he goes around and he kind of goes back and forth, and you have to avoid his gaze till you get. And then when you get to the end, there's a spotlight, and you shine the bat signal on him, and then he goes away because apparently that's what kills him. Yeah. But yeah, they're fun. They are a lot of fun. I had fun with them. Did you like that part?
It was cool. I liked it.
Yeah, it did break it
came
up.
Came out of nowhere.
There's three of them. Yeah, and then the third one, we'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about that.
Third one is a good time.
The third one, I heard about, I didn't hear about what happened. Like, before when the game was first coming out, there were people hinting at that something cool was going to happen with the Scarecrow stuff. It's like the whole time, I'm like, all right, I played the first two Scarecrow stuff. I know there's a crazy one coming up now. And like for the last, 3 hours, 4 hours of the game, after the second Scarecrow, I was like, I was on edge. Like, what's going to happen?
Yeah, it's a long game, too.
It's about
a 12-hour game.
At least.
It took you 2 days because you're a gigantic nerd.
I played it the first
two day. 2 days. How do you play a game for 10 hours?
Because the first day I played it 8 or 9 hours straight. And the second day I played it 4 or 5 hours.
I think it took me a week.
I was so good.
It was really good, but I had social engagements.
I didn't. I had 2 days of no work and nobody to bother me.
No,
I was playing.
I played for 2 days, 2 or 3 days.
I don't care what anybody says. Nobody talked to me for 2 days. Yeah, I'm gonna have to.
It's really good. This game will suck you in. It is really, really good. This game is like. I kept texting him when I was playing. I was like, "This game's like crack."
I was like, "I tried telling you that."
I was like, "I don't go." I knew it was good though. Something took my attention away from it the first time, but this time I went straight through. Oh, might have been. No, why would that make me stop a game for that long?
that's true. Okay.
It might have been sex.
So the next place you go is the medical facility.
Yeah.
After the courtyard.
Is it the medical facility? What happens in the medical facility?
That's what the walkthrough says.
Well, I'm going to look at the walkthrough right now. I think the walkthrough is lying. I think it's a... Let's see. This thing sucks. It doesn't even tell you who's in it. I reject your reality. I substitute my own. I know this is the first time you meet Bane. Yeah. So Bane, what happens is Bane is tied up.
There's a room. Yeah, there's a room in the middle of the room, like a little cell.
Yeah.
Like kind of like a storage container in the middle of the room. And if you use your vision on it, your detective mode, you'll see somebody hanging up.
Yeah, somebody's in there.
Arms and his legs in the corner of the ceiling, mm-hmm. just hanging off the ceiling.
How the hell do I
get in there?
Yeah, you don't know who it is yet. Can't get in there yet.
You have no idea who it is because it just shows like an orange blob.
And I think you have to solve a bunch of things and then get the key card or whatever or unlock it. And then when you finally get in there. It's Bane.
This is where you find Scarecrow the first time in the morgue.
Oh, he's in the morgue first?
Yeah, and all the
things start opening up. Yeah, because
you go to the morgue and you're like, oh, what the hell is, you know, you start getting freaked out because you're in a morgue. And you start pulling all the drawers out and you know, there's maybe a secret in one of them. And then when you go to the second embalming room is when
Scarecrow
gets you.
Yeah, when he hits you with the serum, you unzip one of the things and it's like your father. And he's just like, he's like, why did you kill us or something like that? And you're like, oh, that's just sad. The second one is the saddest one, and it's so cool.
That's the one with the alleyway?
Yeah, it's so sad.
Crime alley?
It's really cool. We'll get into that. But, that's the Scarecrow. It's in a morgue. I forgot about that. That's right. I got to write this down. It's the fourth episode. I take, the worst notes.
That's fine.
I'm a horrible person. I'm going straight to hell.
I think we're doing a pretty good job of ruining all these good games.
Yeah, well, that's what we're here to do.
Yes.
And hear us talk. And I don't have to eat this week. I ate already, so you don't have to hear me chewing chicken. I ate it before. Yeah, so then Bane's there, and Bane, he's all emaciated because one of the doctors, I forget who it was, is a lady, she took the serum out of him. And so he's just like, help me! And he's all skinny.
It's kind of gross. He looks like Alton Brown now.
Oh man, yeah, Alton Brown got really skinny.
And really, he looks like he's 40 years old.
Yeah, he's not the worst though. I think there's somebody, he looks like he looks like
Drew Carey. You've seen what Drew Carey looks like?
I was going to say after Fat Bastard gets the lipo and he has the turkey neck.
That's what Drew Carey looks like. Have you seen him? He looks like Oval Redenbacher. I'm not even joking. He looks exactly like Orville Redenbacher.
No, man, I haven't seen that. I want popcorn now. Don't send me a picture of Orville Redenbacher. This. Yeah, really? I need this.
Oh,
thank
God,
you.
But it's so it's.
I don't need to look at this.
It's relevant.
I'm not. I'm ignoring you. I'm gonna do this podcast myself now for the rest of the night. Oh, come on. Really? It's a dig photo?
I was trying to give you the actual link.
Drew Carey lost 80 pounds. This is wonderful. This is, all right, everybody, go and do this now when you listen to this podcast.
Just,
all two of you.
Just look.
Look at Drew Carey. He doesn't look that bad. Oh, come on. He looks like that.
He looks pretty bad.
What's up with
he looks like Orville Redenbacher.
Look at the bow tie.
It's bigger than his
He's
head.
He's got like polka dots on it. What a hermo.
Oh, God.
I like the picture next to him with The Price is Right.
Yes.
What is that suit?
I don't know. It's a suit that Orville Redenbacher was
buried
in. Silver
suit does. He looks like he should own slaves. What?
So back to Bane.
What the hell was that? Yeah. Go ahead. You can continue that story.
I don't remember.
Oh, Jesus. So, yeah, I forget what happens, but the Venom serum goes back into you, and
he's
he
like,
goes
help
crazy.
Me out. Yeah, and then when he gets down, they give him back the serum.
It's kind of gross, actually.
Don't they give him the Titan serum?
Well, the Venom serum. They give him the stronger Titan serum, and he just kind of pursues you, like, and runs through walls and stuff, right?
He's Bane.
He will break you. He hates you for absolutely no reason.
Well, he hates you because he was contracted to hate you.
Yeah, but that was the only reason, right? After he broke it back, he didn't really... I think he just kind of went on a desert island and just kind of sat there. Then it was just like, you know what? I didn't finish the job. I'm going to beat him up some more.
Yeah, just for fun. That's right. You got to jump. So you're basically in like a little Waldorf room, right, when you fight him.
At the Waldorf?
Yes, at the Waldorf Astoria. So he basically charges at you, and it's fairly simple to figure out. You got to jump out of the way at the last second, and he'll get his head stuck in the wall, like it'll get disoriented for a second, and you gotta jump on his back. Remember?
You know what I forgot to talk about too? You actually, before all this, you actually fight. You see that he starts giving the guards Titan serum, and you fight one of the Titan guys, first of all. And this Bane kind of follows the same thing as that. Like, when they charge after you, you hit him with a batarang, and then just beat the crap out of him until he goes away. That's pretty much what you do, and then he'll charge you again, you hit him with the batarang. That's how you take care of the Titan guys. Yeah.
It's a standard Zelda formula. Three times.
Yeah, you hit he has the hoses in his back. You throw the batarang at the hoses, and then they'll pop off. And then it's standard Zelda three times. And then what happens? He just kind of turns into a skinny guy again. He's like,
give me some popcorn.
Yeah.
He's over Redenbacher.
And then after that, I forget what all the things that they tell you to do to go through them, but you go into this sewer a couple of times, actually. Maybe you have to go through the sewer part. And it's kind of like a little bit of maze. You have to find your way up. That's what happens after Bane. Yeah.
And then you end up at the island again? Or you end up at...
What happens? You go through... Yeah, you go back. I think this is when you get that grappling hook, too.
The one that you can pull down walls?
Yeah, but that's the later. You can't do that until you...
You can't get the three.
Yeah, you don't get the try hook.
This is the part where you go into the caves, then you find the the convenient... Bat cave that you set up.
Oh, Arkham. Is this the Bat cave now?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you conveniently have a... Yeah, he I think he explains it. He's like, after they built this place, I kind of... After they started moving them in here, I built a cave underneath it. Like the ground could support that. It looks exactly like the regular Bat cave. How much... What does he have?
He's got a big computer and the Batmobile.
Batman's a jerk. Is the Batmobile in there?
I think so.
I don't think so. I think it was just a bunch of... I think it was like a big computer, multi-screen to watch porn on. Yeah, he analyzes the Titan serum, and he tries to make an antidote. I remember that.
Right.
I don't remember a lot, but I do remember that. Yeah, and then I think they make you go through the sewer to get back into the place.
The caves, and you gotta... That's when you gotta jump across the toll. Remember, you go outside, and you gotta, like, float across to get up... On the other side of the cave?
Not really, but I'll take your word for it.
Okay. Remember, you get out of the caves, but then you got to go across to a different cave, and you have to jump across on the pillars?
Yes. No. Yes. I do. Okay. I do now. Absolutely. Totally not. I know you go into the sewer at some point.
You go through the sewer a few times.
Well, I mean, and then you think you're going to fight... What's his name? And I was just like... It's kind of intimidating because you remember seeing him in the beginning and he's so big, Croc. But you don't fight him yet. I know the first time you go through the sewer. Yeah.
So this is the next part's Arkham Mansion.
Oh, okay. This isn't the sewer yet.
No, this is Arkham Mansion. So what happens in Arkham Mansion? This is when they have all the stuff on display, right? Like the Penguin umbrella and Catwoman's.
You know what? I didn't see any of that stuff.
You didn't look for any of that stuff?
No.
I mean, you're going through, there's like displays everywhere, it's like a little museum.
Jeez. I guess I didn't look for that at all. Wow, that's sad that I missed that.
You didn't see that?
No.
They have like a little model of Arkham Asylum. Like in glass, it's like all glass cases everywhere with all the different stuff on the walls.
I remember the glass cases, but I guess I didn't look in them.
You didn't look inside them?
No, I was just kind of like, I gotta beat this game.
Yeah, there was all artifacts, all the different weapons and stuff.
Damn it!
Go play it again.
I know. Actually, I do want to play it again because it's actually a lot of fun to collect all the stuff. What the heck? What are you doing here?
Go through the library.
You're still trying to look for Harley Quinn, right? Because Harley Quinn kidnapped the warden?
Gordon.
Was it Gordon? No, I don't think it was Gordon. It's the warden now, wasn't it?
I remember.
I think you saved Gordon already.
Okay. You saved Gordon with Bane.
Yeah. And then she kidnaps the warden. Yeah, the warden of Arkham. Which I don't know. We didn't really write down names. I don't really care what their names is.
Yeah, it doesn't. Who cares? It's a warden. Do you really need to know more than that?
Yeah, he's still a warden. Yeah, I don't think he's anybody in, like, history or anything like that either. What the heck are you doing here? Oh, this is when the second...
This is when, remember the big thing, the library with the books everywhere?
Yeah.
And you have to, like, jump on top of the books?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was, like, the filing thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they had, like, stacks of, like, the... Yeah, it wasn't, like, the library. It was the... What's the name? It's the, It was where they kept all the files on all the prisoners. That's why, because it was just like stacks of files about the prisoners.
Yeah, then you go into the rooms and there's blueprints and stuff.
You do go through the sewer first. You do go through the sewer before this, because that's how you get back into that building.
It says the caves.
Yeah, it's a freaking
which
sewer.
Are connected to the sewers. Same thing.
But this is when you get the second scarecrow part, right? I'm pretty sure.
Do you?
This is the second scarecrow part, and this one's sad.
Yeah.
Because what happens is you're walking down a long corridor and it turns into the...
Crime Alley?
Yeah, the Crime Alley where he is. And you hear, like you turn left and it's... I think it was their house or something, but then like you see like the back... Because they came out of the movie theater and you see the movie theater, the front of the movie theater. And you hear the voices like coming through your speakers of like his parents. And like you hear... Like, it's playing back. He's just like, oh, that was a good movie, whatever. He's like, yeah, you really... Because they went to see Zorro. He's like, oh, you really like Zorro, whatever. And then you hear, like, the guy come over, and he's just like, give me all your money. And the guy's like, oh, here, take it, whatever. You hear, like, his father. But the coolest part of this is that later on, they show you why Batman likes Commissioner Gordon so much. And they, like, you hear Gordon talk, and he was just like, oh, he's just a boy or whatever. And he's like, I forget what he says to him, but it makes you want to cry. Like, he says something to Bruce, like, really young Bruce Wayne. He's like, oh, you'll be okay. You'll do whatever like this. And then he's just like, wow. That's why he does so much for Gordon. It's because of that. It's actually one of the coolest parts in the game, if you pay attention to it. I cried.
Which you didn't.
I cried things like that. I paid attention, man. This is the most notes that I've ever taken. And I'm still crappy. So yeah, this scarecrow is the same thing. You go around in the spiral, and but they get a little more difficult. And I think this is the first time you have to fight those skeletons.
Oh God!
Everything like the scarecrow sticks his fingers, and like he has like those little needle fingers. He sticks them in the ground.
Puts the needles on his fingers in the ground, and pulls out skeletons.
And the skeletons come out, and they like have bats and stuff, and you beat them up. It's a good time. Skeletons.
Yeah, those things are.
It's the same thing.
Yes.
Get to the light, and then you shine the light on them.
Shine it on them.
Yeah. And you're looking for the warden still, and it takes you into all different places. You find his DNA trail through what? Just the blood, or was it just fingerprints?
I know you find his fingerprint.
Yeah, it might have been what you find then.
and that somehow you get the DNA out of the fingerprint. Some stupid.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
And
then you go to the penitentiary.
Well,
that's where.
Yes.
That's where like Harvey Dent's cell was, and
yeah,
that's where which is the Clayface is at the end of the cell at the penitentiary. No, the big spiral staircase at the top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Actually,
Clayface
I
is on the bottom, and every time you walk past Clayface, he's somebody else.
Yeah, every time you leave, yeah, he's like, "Get me out of here," and he's the warden, and then you walk away. It doesn't actually, it doesn't say Clayface on the thing though. You just kind of have to know.
No.
Yeah,
I mean, I figured when I walked in, I'm like, yeah. I'm like, how can the warden be behind the glass? It's yeah. gotta be, it's probably Clayface.
Who does he turns into someone else too though? He turns into Gordon.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever actually turns into Clayface.
He doesn't actually. No, he never turns into actual Clayface. At least I've never seen him turn into actual Clayface.
No, which sucks because I actually want to see what he would look like in this game. I don't think Clayface was in the comic. In that comic, doesn't matter.
The Arkham Asylum. I don't know. You read it.
Well, yeah, I really didn't care for that comic too much. It's supposed to be one of the best Batman stories, but I didn't care for it. There's better Arkham comics.
So doesn't Harley let all the prisoners out? Like you're walking through, and there's like prisoners like, "Let us out! Let us out!" And then like after you find the warden, she lets them all out.
Are those the insane guys?
I think I think they're just.
Those aren't the crazies. Guys. The crazies are fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Harley lets all of them out. This is when you do that stupid.
What's the cryptographic sequence? I don't
know. Isn't that stupid thing where you have to get out that little thing to?
Ugh.
Where you have to solve the thing?
I vaguely remember.
Warden
Sharp was the.
Oh, Warden Sharp. Yeah. Yeah, this is when you get what the heck is a Krypton sequencer, which is another bat gadget that you get as an upgrade. What it is there's ways to open doors that you can't unlock, and you have to move the thumbsticks. Like you open up the
slope. Oh god,
PDA,
yeah, I remember
that.
Now.
You gotta
it's
move the thumbsticks.
Like, they're basically like tumblers.
Yeah.
You have to line up the tumblers.
But it's like a little wave form, and you have to get the sequence. It starts glowing green when you get close, and then it'll be like,
oh, God,
and then it'll blow it, and then
the
door will open.
So you have to hold like the left stick going one way and the right stick going another way.
Yeah, you have to like go them around.
And it's a certain strength too. Like one of them is like halfway to the side, one of them is like three quarters of the way. Oh god, that's so annoying.
You can
upgrade that, right?
Yeah, you can upgrade them so it's a little faster, and you can also get, you can do ones. There's a couple of secrets where you have to. You're a little far away from the door, and if you upgrade it, that's when you can do it when you're further away. Like, it increases the frequency.
Yeah, try to upgrade that. It's really...
Yeah, it helps, because really there's ones later on where you have to do it, like, three times or else it explodes. Like, it releases, like, gas, and then you kind of get hurt. You don't die. But, yeah, it makes you do it three times, so
if you only have a little bit of life, you might die.
Yeah. Yeah, the way you get... energy back too is when you beat up the guards. If you beat them up well, it the experience points refill your life bar. So after each fight, your life bar goes up. And I've never really had a problem with that. Like it goes all the way up every time.
The only times I really died was either like during like a one of like
the one hit battles,
like one of the fights where it's like 80 titans and 80 like six, you know, titans and like 80 little guys.
There was maybe one fight I died at. The only parts I really died were there's a couple of one hit parts.
Yeah, like this one where you fall off into the gas.
Like yeah, exactly like that. Yeah, the one hit part. So like, if you get found out by Scarecrow or the Emma Croc, that's really. There might have been one fight that I had a problem with. Yeah. Like when I texted you, I was like, I'm stuck in this elevator with these guys and I cannot do this. Then I got really mad and it was just like, you're all gonna die. I put my bat cape on. Yeah. I actually dressed up like Batman to beat that part. I'm Batman. Where are
we? We're gonna play this thing. You know why? Because I'm Batman.
I'm not wearing hockey pads. I actually watched the second one the other day. It's such a bad movie. If the Joker wasn't in that movie would suck.
In what, Batman 2?
Batman Dark Knight.
Batman Returns?
No, all of those original ones were good, except for the stupid George Clooney one with nipples.
The Schumacher ones are horrible.
Those movies are horrible. They are horrible. All
Batman,
Batman
Forever and Batman and Robin with the Schumacher
one ones. One or two are good.
They put giant statues in the middle of Gotham City.
I don't know. Schumacher. I think he made one good movie, and it was Tigerland.
God.
But yeah. What the heck? What are we talking about?
Rescue the warden. You get the hell out.
Yeah, this is when you meet Poison Ivy.
But you don't fight her yet.
No, you don't fight her. She's in the cell, and she's just like, oh. Every time, like, even when you hurt her, when you fight her, she makes like these orgasm sounds, and it's really irritating. Like you'll hit it, and she's like, you're like, that's not what you sound like. It's really sad.
That turned me on a little bit.
Yeah, she's hot in this. She has like ivy. She's a character. Oh, God, I'm sad. I'm really sad. Yeah, you meet Poison Ivy. She's in her cell, and then like later on, Harley lets her out. But you save the warden. And what was the warden fight?
There was no fight.
Yeah,
there
was.
They just let all the dudes out. There was no boss yet.
You know, she does. She lets the lunatic patients out. That's who it is. And they just kind of.
Yeah, but it's not a boss fight. It's just
no, dudes. No. But the boss fight is Well, you save the warden first, apparently, and then you fight.
Yeah, you make it all the way through, and then after you rescue him, she lets everybody out.
Yeah, and it's the lunatic patients she lets out, because they're in like the padded walls, and these guys are funny, because they just run at you, and they're like, and they jump on your back.
They're like the guys from Serious Sam.
Oh, the screaming guys? Yeah, they just run at you. They're funny. But they're like, you have to pay attention, because they'll jump out at you from like corners and stuff. And they jump on your back, and you have to like shake them off, and they just like punch them on the ground.
Crazy guys are the best.
Lunatics always make me laugh. But the boss fight in this, you don't actually fight Harley Quinn, but she's at the end of the level. What the boss fight is there's an electrified floor, which I think you encountered before this too. But it's three tiers of the electrified floor, and
not electrified all the time. It's like charges it up.
Yeah, there's certain sequences like you can hear it charging, and you have to jump to the other one so you don't get zapped. But then it's just like a barrage of guys, and that's really what the boss fight is. But it's Harley manning them, and then after you beat all these guys, you like beat up Harley and you lock her up in her little cage, and then you can walk over by her.
She's screaming at you.
Yeah, yeah. It's great. Really, I love hearing her scream. She has like the best screaming voice.
I think Mr. Freeze is in there somewhere too. Like you see his cell. Like you see the whole cell is all frozen over.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It is.
He's like looking at you like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, let me out.
Let me out. Come on, you know you want to let me out. Come on. It's cold in here.
Seriously, can I get some heat?
It's cold in here. Come on.
Can I get a match, something? Anything?
Yeah, Schwarzenegger's in there. Chill out.
Chill.
One of the worst characters I've ever seen in my life.
He was a brilliant scientist working on a cure. They almost found a cure for his wife, who was in some weird disease, and then they made him into that.
Worst.
Oh,
well, it was the same story.
It's like what they did to Bane. They made Bane an idiot, and Bane was an intelligent person. He's an assassin.
Bane's actually like really, really smart.
He is, and they made him an idiot in that movie, Batman and Robin. He's like, Bane, follow.
He was the only one that outsmarted Batman, because what did they do? He let everybody out of Arkham, and then they beat the crap out of Batman, and then he went to beat the crap out of Batman. It's like the best thing to do. He softened him up, and then he went himself, because he knew he couldn't take him, because he was too smart. Okay. But lock him up. If you go over to Harley, she starts saying things like, I forget what she says. She says funny things. I love Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
I'm going to name my daughter Harley Quinn. Like, what's his name? Kevin Smith named his daughter Harley Quinn.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Harley Quinn Smith, her name is. Okay. What's next?
The next part is now Ivy got night. Loose.
Yeah. And she lets her out before that. Yeah.
She turns the botanical gardens into her little playground.
Yeah. Because she likes plants, apparently. I don't know
Does
why.
She?
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with that.
I don't know. I never heard about it. Though.
You think she would just make you itch?
She just touches you. Ah, damn it. Nah, I'm all
God damn it. You're the most annoying villain.
You don't even punch me. You just touch me and I got an itch. Oh. It's a minor irritant.
Every time. I have to put bat lotion
on
this
now. It's like Random Task from Austin Powers. Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Throws a shoe. He was supposed to be Odd Job. That's right.
Yes.
That's why it's called Odd Random Task.
Random Task.
Throws a shoe. Okay.
Honestly.
Yeah, the Botanical Gardens.
So basically, like, you were in here before, right?
You follow Harley's thing to see what she did. Because she's locked up, but you follow her DNA to do something. I forget what it is.
It doesn't matter. But basically, she turns the Botanical Garden into like a giant plant. It's like all the weeds and everything are coming out.
Oh, what's her name? Yeah, because what happens is the Joker gives her the Titan Serum, and it enhances her powers. So she starts going crazy, and like she has like the plants start going crazy because she's controlling them. So then it starts turning the plants into the Super Mario Bros. 3 plant. Remember those? And when you go in the water in Super Mario Bros. 3, and there's those stupid things, and like they open up, and then like three balls shoot out. It turns the plants into those.
Basically,
that's what happens. Yeah. I know
I forgot to mention one of the other cool things. One of the things you can upgrade is you can create a bat line. It's like when you go on the gargoyle, you can hang upside down.
Oh yeah.
And then you can just kind of lower yourself down, so when a henchman walks underneath you, you can grab him by the throat and like ring him up. And then if you jump from another gargoyle, like they'll come over, like, "Oh my god, how did this happen?" They're like, "Help, get me down!" So as they're trying to get him down, you can throw a batarang at the rope and knock him down, and they'll knock them all out.
Yeah, I didn't do that. You told me about that yesterday.
That was one of the cool. That was
a cool achievement for that too, I think.
Yeah, that was one of the cool upgrades.
I know. I think you have to. There's someone else you have to save in this part. Yeah, I think you have to. You have to save the Joker kidnaps two people. Yeah, Joker kidnaps. Because you had this part was one of the parts that I kept dying in. It was that it was in the Botanical Gardens. They kidnapped two people, and they're hanging from the ceiling, and you have to be really stealthy. You have to get to the main guy on top. You know, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
And you have to go through
like the little tunnels.
Yeah, this part's a little tricky. It pissed me off. It was one of the parts where I was just like, oh god.
Is that the part where if they see you, they drop them?
Because later on, the Joker puts these collars on them that...
the first scene that where they put the collars on was great.
Oh, he shoots him, right? No, he hits him?
Let's test this out.
Yeah, and he hits him. What happens is, like, it's easier in the beginning of the game. You just knock the guards out, and you can kind of, like, fly away. But later on, if you knock the guards out, if their heartbeat... heart collar, then it alerts the other guards and then they come find you. So it's a little more tricky. You have to be a little more stealthy. But I think there's an upgrade that's like a sonic batarang, and you can throw it over there and then they'll go follow that instead. But yeah, there's these guards, so you can't knock the guards out because all the other guards are alerted, and you're only allowed to take out this one guard, because if they see you, they pull the thing and
he's got a hand on on the lever.
Yeah,
like
basically.
If he drops a lever, they fall into whatever. Yeah.
It's one of the more... There's like three or four tricky parts in this, and this is one of those tricky parts. Because you kind of have to find the right way to go. It's like Metal Gear.
There's a couple ways to go, but like you have to try to find like the one way.
I only did one. Yeah, because there's a way where you can actually just knock out the guards and stuff, but I didn't really do all that. I just kind of snuck my way around. Yeah, and then you have to fight the two Titan henchmen, which was a pain in the butt. Because usually you just send like a couple of guys and then like one of the big Titan guys. Now there's like two Titan guys... And that was kind of like a little mini boss fight, and then the Batwing comes in and gives you the line launcher.
The triple line, right?
No. It gives you the one from the Where Did You Get the Wonderful Toys one.
Oh, okay.
Which is, you know, you shoot it and it goes like two different ways, and it's kind of the bat zip line.
Yeah.
You get that with this part.
It's like you're in Costa Rica.
I have no idea what that means.
Costa Rica, they have zip lines. Anyway.
I'm not accepting that.
Okay.
Oh, well, the Joker gives the Titan Serum after this. So I think you were just going through the Botanical Garden normally before this happens.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know. Who cares? No one's listening by this point.
No.
Let's see, what's after that?
Intensive treatment.
And what happens there?
This is when they explode the gargoyles.
This is the... Yeah,
they put
bombs
on the gargoyles, so if you jump from gargoyle to gargoyle, they explode.
This is also the third Scarecrow part.
Ooh, I love this. That little disclaimer they put.
Scarecrow. Yeah.
So you're basically walking around the room.
Yeah, you're just walking through a corridor. You enjoy this part so much you can tell them.
So you basically, I'm pretty sure you just walk down a flight of stairs and you're just walking to the next part, and all of a sudden, like your TV just freezes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, crap, I'm getting the Red Ring of Death now? No, come on. I gotta finish this game. At least let me get through the game. Like, my heart sank. I'm like, oh, God, my console's gonna die. This TV starts going all crazy. And then it just jumps you into the next Scarecrow scene.
Yeah. Which takes you back to the beginning of the game when you first brought the Joker in. But the Joker's not chained up. You're the Joker.
You're the Joker.
It's from the Joker. Your Batman is chained up where the Joker was, and you know they're bringing him through.
You're in the Batmobile, and you're the Joker driving Batman into Arkham.
Yeah, and then you get to follow him as the Joker, and the guy who's taking him in is Scarecrow, and he's got like a little clipboard.
Yeah.
He's like, "Oh, we're gonna have fun with this one."
Yeah,
so that's what happens.
But then you get another Scarecrow challenge. Same deal.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Only this is the actual Scarecrow fight.
Is it?
Yeah, at the end you have he keeps sending skeletons. You do the normal part, and then he keeps sending skeletons at you, and what you have to do is you have to get the, remember there's three different lights, and you have to beat them, and then you shine the light on them. Mm-hmm. So that's how you fight Scarecrow, which is weird. There's only like two fights where you actually fight the guys, because you don't fight Harley Quinn.
You don't fight Croc.
Not really.
You fight Ivy. You fight Bane.
Yeah, you fight Ivy. You fight Bane. You fight Joker. But yeah. So this is one of the, like, probably the coolest part was that, and then you kind of start fighting. No,
this is the elevator part too.
The hell are you talking about?
Well, yeah, well, the Titans and all the dudes.
Oh, that we said, bastard! You hate this bastard part. Yeah, this part made me want to throw my thing. I don't know why. I think because they sent you two Titans and like 50 guards. This was the hardest fight in the game.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, this is the hardest part. You kind of go through an elevator, and then the elevator just keeps coming down, and the two Titans come out, the big guys, and you have to kill them. And if you don't kill them. You don't kill them. Batman doesn't kill anybody, but
no, you
beat them up. Yeah, they have the little tweets around their head. But yeah, you knock them out. If you don't knock them out, guards keep coming. Henchmen keep coming. So you have to take out those guys, and it's such a pain in the butt because there's two of them.
Yeah.
And but you know what you could do too? When there's two of them, or like when there's just one Titan guy and a bunch of guards, when you first beat up the Titan guy, you can jump on his back and kind of ride him, and he swings his arms around and beats the other guys up. It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Take another weapon.
Yeah, it's like riding a fat chick. What? It is. Put a little carrot in front of face.
Put a Twinkie on a rope.
So the next part is
Croc. So what? I forgot what's in Croc's lair that you need.
Oh, you have to get the antidote to the Titan serum, and it's conveniently in spores that are in the sewer.
They're in these weird plants that are in the sewer that happen to be concentrated in Croc's lair.
Yeah, this part annoyed the hell out of me too.
Oh God! So the Croc fight.
Well, it's the whole sewer part, not just the Croc fight. Well, yeah.
Yeah, go but ahead. I mean, Croc's behind you the whole time. So you go into Croc's lair, and like there's like, what is it, like three of them? It's probably three.
It's three or four. You have to fill up a little vial.
Five spores. So there's like spores. There's like these little plant spores that are scattered throughout, and there's like these floating platforms on the sewer that you can actually run across. So while you're running, you basically run.
Oh, you can't run. Oh, you can't run.
You can't. Oh, that's right. If you run, Croc will find you.
Yeah, you have to walk.
So you have to like walk real slow or like crouch.
For about 10
and walk.
Miles.
And there's like a little meter that says how many meters to the next part. It's like 300 meters, and you're walking like a meter a second. Like, oh God, it's gonna take forever. Yeah,
there'll be a little like junction points where if you make like a right, it'll start beeping because you went the wrong way.
Yeah.
What? No.
You finished with
it? I don't want soup. I don't care how good it is.
So like you fill up your little vial with the spores, and then every so often Croc will just make an appearance.
Yeah, he jumps out of the water,
and
then
he'll jump on the platforms and sort of chase and start running at you. It's like the first time he does that, obviously everybody's gonna die because you don't know what to do.
I had no idea what to do.
So basically the way I figured it out was the first time I died, it gave you a little hint that said, throw batarangs at him.
Yeah.
So that's how I figured. That's how I knew that.
You have to throw the batarang.
So basically, when he's running at you, you have to run. We have to run in front of him, and then kind of get enough distance to turn around and chuck a batarang at him. And because if you hit it when you throw the batarang at his collar, it shocks him, and he falls back in the water.
Yeah.
So after you get all the spores, you got to run back out. I don't think it matters if you walk at that point because I think he's coming after you regardless.
Yeah.
But when you first entered the door, you kind of like put a bat spray down.
Oh, you know what happens too before this? The Croc grabs Scarecrow because Scarecrow is running away, and he goes into the sewer, and then Croc grabs him and pulls him into the water. No, it was before
Wasn't
this.
That the... Oh
no, it was right after the Scarecrow.
So we thought Scarecrow was dead after that.
Yeah, you think he kills Scarecrow, but this whole sewer part. Yeah. Yeah.
So
after that,
so
after you find the spores,
you have to run.
Well, after you find the spores, you have to backtrack through the whole thing. You have to walk, and then he does the same thing.
You have to find the entrance that you came in.
Yeah. Well, Batman leaves a little spray thing so he knows which way to go or where the entrance was, which makes no sense because how could that possibly help? I think it was like a tracking device or something.
Is that the reasoning of him laying it down?
Yeah. Because she's,
well,
she's
after
like,
you
oh.
make your way back out, you have to basically run out and blow the platform up before Croc gets out.
When
like,
Croc's
right as
on
he's standing
it.
On it, when Croc's on it, yeah. you blow it and he falls down. And he, you know, you don't kill him, but you get rid of him.
Blow Croc.
If not, he'll get you. Yes.
You have to blow Croc.
After you take his Croc seed.
Oh, man. Ugh. I didn't think of that. His Croc sewer seed.
Oh.
Yeah, this part took me about 20 times because I had no idea what to do. I'm throwing batarangs at him. I'm shooting the grappling hook at him.
asking him nicely not to.
Yeah, please don't eat me.
Don't eat me.
Yeah, and then you'll see, if you don't know what to do, you'll see the same cutscene 50 times where he bites your face off, which is a pain. What you have to do is you just kind of go towards, like, all the way to the fence because it's blocked off, and you wait till he runs after you, and then you detonate the gel when he's right on top of him, and then he just kind of falls to a watery grave. Makes no sense to me.
It doesn't, but...
It's a great game, though.
So you're using that to make the antidote, right?
Yeah. Yeah, your reason why you're going... Yeah, after you do that, you go into... the pumps, and you shut down the pumps, so because he was pumping the Titan serum into Gotham to make all the people like
he wants to turn all the people into Titans.
I remember there's
just for fun.
One of the announcements he made was like he's like, why do you keep fighting me? He's like, it's like you don't want people to turn into giant mutant babies.
That's why I love Joker. He'll just do stuff just because it'll be fun. There's no other reason. Just why not? It'll make it fun, make life a little bit more enjoyable. Where'd you go?
I'm here.
Where'd you go?
I'm here, damn it. My phone.
What was that all about?
I have my phone. Anyway.
Anyway.
It's all right. It's okay. Yeah, yeah. He'll, what? What were you even saying?
I said Joker is awesome because he'll just do stuff for the hell of it, just to screw people.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
He's awesome.
He's not really one of my favorite characters, but I do like the Joker.
So what happens next?
I don't care. Anyway, you shut down the pumps for the Titan Serum. Oh, this is the elevator fight.
Is it?
Yeah. God, man. You are messing me up. This is This is the elevator fight, because it's right after those pumps. Because he's mad at you for shutting down the pumps. Because it's almost like you don't want mutant babies.
Why would you not want mutant babies?
I don't know. The Joker pops in and says some of the most ridiculous things. It's so much fun just to listen to him talk.
This is the part. Then the next part's with the snipers.
The snipers throughout, like, the middle after, of... Yeah, after yeah, a certain no. part, they'll start sticking snipers outside. Because you always have to go outside to go through different buildings.
They don't, like, kill you, but they're knock you down.
Oh, they're annoying.
And it's just really annoying.
If you go into detective mode, you could see their little laser beams, and you could find them that way. So, what's cool about detective mode, too, is when you go into it, it'll tell you which guys are armed and who's unarmed.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be a different color.
Right.
So you can just take out those guys first.
Yeah.
Because armed is, like... The guys with bats aren't too hard, but when they have
guns,
machine guns,
yeah,
it gets tricky. So later on, like, everyone will start having guns. And then there's parts that are, like, blocked in where, like, they'll get guns off the wall. Like, they won't start off armed, but then, like, they'll get armed if you don't beat them up fast enough. Yes.
Yes.
Then you find Poison Ivy. You go into
this
Botanical
Gardens. This is when the Botanical Gardens gets all fun.
Yeah, this is when you start seeing... Arkham start getting more and more messed up because she took over the plants and there's just like giant
there's
weeds
plants
coming out. Yeah, they start growing and stuff. Oh, I mean, she starts telling you to come find her, and she starts doing like the finger move with the plants, like come and find me, you know, like the come here with
come,
the plants.
Come hither.
Yeah, the come hither with the plants. Yeah.
So this is then you got the Ivy fight.
Yeah, the Ivy fight, which is the hardest fight in the game.
It's kind of annoying.
It's the hardest boss fight. Yeah, it's a little annoying.
She's basically a giant plant.
Yeah, she goes inside like a giant plant with, and it's, what did it have? It had those two whippy things.
Yeah.
And then, what you had to do was.
Didn't you have to avoid the
yeah.
spores and then.
She throws the spores at you, and then they kind of follow you around, and then every once in a while the plant will open up and she'll be inside there, and you have to throw it at her. Throw like a batarang at her. Was it the batarang? I think, yeah, you hit her with a batarang.
I think you had to like hit something else to get a. To get the
yeah, what happens after that is. You hit her with the batarang, but then what happens is you'll think you beat her, and she'll come back up, and then the plant will put like a thing around her, like a cage, and you have to spray the cage. You have to like beat her again, hit her with the batarang, and then she'll fall down. You spray the cage, and it blows up, and then you got to do it one more time. Like you spray it with the foam, and then it blows up, and you do that. I think it's really two parts to a boss fight. It's the first time you hit her with the batarang, and then the second time you got to blow up where she is, and then that's the end of her. but it's really tricky because she'll send guys out after you, and then she'll also do the like the little tentacles go into the ground and they come up like in random places. This is tough. I almost died a couple times. I don't think I did die on it though. I think I kind of got lucky.
Yeah, she throws those the vines up at you.
Yeah,
little the rose, the rose vines, with the spines on them, and then the dudes.
Yeah,
that thing was annoying.
Yeah, that's really that's the hardest boss fight. Like there's only two really annoying fights in this.
Yeah, that's one of them.
And this is another great part of this. Game.
Isn't this when
the Joker throws a party for you?
Yeah, this is basically starts throwing shooting off fireworks.
Yeah, this is great. After you leave there, the Joker is just like, "All right, come and find me enough," you know.
So when you get to the room where Joker is, there's
no, but there's like when you go outside, he's shooting off fireworks.
Shooting off the fireworks
on top of the thing. Yeah, and then there's some guards waiting outside.
one of them's got a clipboard. He's like, "Batman, okay, you're on the list. You can come in."
He's like, "Here, come on in." I fought them.
I don't think you could.
No, yeah, he did. I punched him in the face, and they come after you. You can also fight the guys inside that room.
Can you?
Yeah, I think you get an achievement, because once you open the door, there's 20 guys lined up, literally 20 guys.
They all clap like, yeah! And they're all
clapping for you.
Really?
They're like, yeah, you're made it. It's your party. Yeah, but like, I was like, I'm not fighting these guys. I fought the guys outside. And then you go into there, and then there's a whole big Joker spiel, and he tells you what happens and all that stuff. And then, what does the Joker do?
He shoots you with a dart, right?
He shoots you with the Titan Serum.
With the Titan Serum. So basically, your whole deal, you made enough antidote just for Joker, right? I know you only made a little bit of antidote.
Yeah, because it was taking too long to process.
So you only had a little bit, and you were going to use it on Joker if the Joker took the serum so you can beat him up.
Yeah.
But so he shoots you with the serum. And like you start changing into a Titan Batman,
yeah.
So, but you have to use the serum on yourself, don't you?
I remember him fighting it.
I remember him fighting, but I think he took the serum.
Did he take the serum?
I think he had to take
it
for himself.
Because I thought in the middle of the fight, he's just like, he's like, "Why fight it, Batman?" I don't know.
So he tries to turn you into a giant.
No, I think he uses the serum on the Joker. He does use the serum on the Joker.
So you just resist it?
Yeah, you just resist it, which makes no sense. But yeah, how about the Joker fight?
So the Joker uses the serum on himself, and he turns into a giant Titan Joker.
Turns into a mutant giant Joker with a mohawk.
With a green mohawk, yes.
He has green hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's a news helicopter showing the fight.
Yeah, it's Jack Ryder. You fight him on the roof of Arkham. Yeah, and then...
So he's basically he jumps up on the top and he just throws dudes at you.
Yeah, the first.
No, you do use the serum on yourself. I'm watching it right now.
No, I think you use it on him. You put it in the glove and you punch him.
You use it on yourself. I just watched it.
Oh. Okay.
So you fight him once. He's got a little life bar and he throws dudes. Just keeps tucking dudes at you. And then at some point you got to use whenever you have a second you can shoot the three prong batarang at him.
Yeah, what happens is he turns around and starts posing for the camera because he knows he's on TV, and you shoot him with the three prong grappling hook, which you get like later on in the game, and you pull him down and you beat him up. Yeah.
So basically, you just beat him up three or four times.
Kick him in the balls a little bit.
You do use this serum on him too, but you use it on yourself first.
Okay.
So then. You basically beat the crap out of him. You punch him with the serum. He turns back to normal.
Yeah, you put the serum in like...
He's got no teeth left.
Yeah,
he knocked all the teeth out of him.
Yeah.
Harvey Dent. Gordon's like, "Hey, Two-Face is kind of out there, kind of screwing stuff up. Why don't you go?"
Is that what he says?
Yeah, why don't you go get him? Pretty much.
Huh.
Yeah, he's talking to Batman, and then they get the old points bulletin for Two-Face. So then... Did you watch the whole thing? Oh, yeah, we talked about this. So after you fly off to go get Two-Face, after you just fought every villain in Arkham.
Yeah.
After the credits roll, there's a cutscene, and you told me something I didn't know about this, but after the credits roll, you see a box of the Titan Serum just floating in the harbor, and then a hand reaches up and grabs it, and it kind of cuts out. So for me, it was the Scarecrow.
I got Croc.
So apparently, you could get the Croc too.
There's Bane, Croc, and Scarecrow, and they're three random endings. It doesn't have any basis on anything. that you did in the game. There's no achievements that you needed to unlock, or there's no certain percentage. It's just three random endings. It doesn't matter what you do. Yeah, it's either Bane, Croc, or Scarecrow. So
I happen to get Scarecrow.
Was it the Needle Hand or?
It was Needle Hand.
All right, that's what. Yeah, I got Croc. I think I got Croc. Yeah, I got Croc. I already read that, cool. So I wasn't surprised. Yeah, it was.
You knew the ending beforehand.
The Croc. No, I knew. I knew that there was three random endings, but I didn't know what the heck it was.
So we got through it.
We did. That was a long one.
That was a long. That was good.
This game is awesome. I mean, if you should play it,
even if you don't like Batman.
Yeah, it's still a great game. It's like Medal of Honor meets Metro. Not Medal of Honor. Stupid game with the sneaking.
Metal Gear,
and
but it's better than
and Metroid.
It's better than Metal Gear or Splinter Cell in that sense.
I hate Metal Gear.
I know. I don't know. It's a good game.
I hate sneaking.
I don't mind.
I like to shoot and punch. I don't like sneaking around and knocking on walls.
Thank you. But I mean, the best part of the whole game is just having all the voices.
Yeah, it's
Batman
a lot of fun.
Is such. Once you get used to one person playing Batman, his voice, yeah. It's so hard to get used to anybody else.
He's a really good Batman.
He is.
It's a great Joker.
It's great because like his Bruce Wayne voice and his Batman voice are completely different.
Yeah.
Unlike like Christopher Bale.
Yeah.
He's like. I'm
Batman. That's kind of the director's fault too, yeah. Though, because if the director heard that, he could have just been like, "Can you not do that?"
But instead, he was like, "Yeah, that's good. Keep going."
That sounds great. Yeah, it's totally good. Yeah.
Oh, he's got the Christian Bale. I'm sorry, has the worst Batman voice ever.
Yeah.
Where are they?
Your scum.
Nowhere in Archimedes. Your scum.
Who's this guy? If you see him tomorrow, I'm not coming on the set.
I'm sure you're a nice guy and all.
I'm sure you're a nice guy. But if he's here, man. I'm not.
I never actually listened to that whole thing.
Oh, I did. And it's funny.
I'm sure you're a nice guy and all.
if you're
here tomorrow, I'm not going to be here.
All because you walked in front of the camera.
Yeah. He said that I think the director came out one day and was just like, that guy was actually, he kept doing it like a couple of times. And that's why.
Well, that and Christian Bale's kind of
said it. That's why Christian Bale said it. It wasn't just like this one time.
So there's other stuff in the game. You got like trophies you can collect and the Riddler challenges. Like some of them, like we said, have question marks. You have to line up right the right angle and take a picture.
Yeah, I never did that.
Then there's other things you have to take, like he'll give you a riddle about like the penguin. You have to take a picture of the penguin's umbrella. So there's a lot of stuff you can collect. I got like 85% of it, but I wasn't going to go around finding another 15.
I think I finished the game at 52%.
Yeah. There's a lot of little stuff. Like this is one game that even though we ruined it, you should still play it, even if you never played it,
absolutely.
Because there's so many little things that if you like Batman, you'll pick up on.
There's stuff that I missed, and I played the whole game.
Yeah, you didn't even know about the Catwoman and the.
I knew who Jack Ryder was, though.
Yeah, very good.
I love Jack Ryder. Like, he's a creeper, man.
So many little things that, like all the voiceovers and all the the announcements the Joker makes and.
Yeah,
Harley Quinn is awesome.
She's fantastic. Everything the Joker.
You should
says
just play just to
like
see
gold.
Harley Quinn. She looks awesome.
Yeah, she looks ridiculous in this.
She's back in the normal costume for the second game.
Yeah, I've seen she's like a sexy cheerleader in this.
But she's a sexy nurse. Yeah, it's like, you like my new outfit, Mr. J?
Oh, God. Babies!
The hyenas weren't in it.
They weren't in it. Babies! She's great.
She is.
Yeah.
So there's that.
She doesn't have that giant pop gun either.
Yeah, it's a giant, yeah.
That thing's awesome.
Oh, well, there's more fodder for Arkham Asylum 2, Arkham City.
Yeah, I wonder what they're going to do in that. There's no story, right? There's a trailer out for it.
There's a trailer. Oh, apparently, well, the story goes that Mark Hamill didn't want to do it.
Yeah, I know. He said that he was
this. He's like, this is my last appearance as a Joker. I don't want to do it no more. But then he's like, they gave him the script for Arkham Asylum 2. And he's like, okay, I'll do it one more time.
Huh.
So apparently it was good enough to keep him. There's hints about what might be in it in the game, like you said before. But there's no, like, concrete storyline.
Well, obviously there is. They're making it. We just don't know it.
It's not coming out for another, like, I think 2012.
Yeah, I think it is, because I was surprised. Wasn't something coming out, like, 2013, and I was like, Xbox is still going to be around? 2013?
No, that was
like,
Bioshock Infinite.
Like, they're not working on a new Xbox yet?
There won't be a new Xbox till probably 2013, 2014.
Why?
Because there's no reason to. They're going to come out with this stupid Kinect.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. But it's been, like, this is, that's going to be one of the longest lifespans of a gaming console ever.
Pretty much.
Because, I mean, I know they're still making, you know, PS1 is still around, I guess.
PS2. They're not making PS1 games.
Well, I mean, PS2 is, yeah, they do still make PS2 games. Every once in a while, you'll see, like, a
Madden. Like, Madden will come out because it's easy. You just take the Wii port and just...
Yeah, pretty much.
And just make it work on PlayStation.
God, I don't even know what the next game system's going to look like. Probably going to be Batman.
Instead of shipping you a disc, they ship you a cape and cowl and a batarang. Just go outside and just throw the batarang at people. Hey, you scum!
3D crap gimmick, probably.
I hope not.
I'm sick of 3D already. Everything's 3D now.
I hope not. 3D is so stupid.
Yeah, it doesn't really do a whole lot for me. I like 3D sex. That's good.
Yeah, that's always fun.
I see if they make three-dimensional porn.
You look that up, and I'll say goodbye. So thank you for listening. If you actually stayed tuned to the whole thing, we didn't go too off topic at the end like we did last week.
Was this a long one?
It's pretty long. It's gonna be like an hour and 20.
Holy God, man!
That's all right. At least 3D. Last time it was an hour, but like the last 20 minutes where I was talking about random things.
That's all right. That's what people want.
Yes.
Batman. I think we made it through the whole thing without even doing that.
We did have to be getting to get it out of our system.
Yeah. Batman.
Bruce Wayne.
Wayne Manor. I am now looking at 3D porn pics.
Okay, you look at 3D porn pics, I'll tell the nice people where to find us. So if you want to get in touch with us and leave us feedback and tell us how much we sucked for going off tangent, you can go to www.spoileralertshow.com. You can hit us up on Twitter at @spoileralertshow. You can email us, spoileralertshow@gmail.com.
There's avatar porn.
Yes, there is. I think Janet James is in that. Somebody famous is in that. You can call us and tell John to stop looking at 3D porn at 856-SPOIL-01. Where can they get you on the internet?
What?
Stop looking at porn for a second. Say your Twitter name.
What is this? This is Simpsons porn.
Say your Twitter name.
Why would Marge be making out with Lisa?
Because they could.
Oh,
Twitter.
Gonzo. At Gonzo666.
That's good enough. I am twitter.com/AceMilo. Hopefully next week we won't be looking at 3D porn so much.
I don't think that would not happen. Wait, what?
Thanks for listening.
I got a tiny cat.
Yes, you do, and it's actually not a bastard cat like the other.
He's a tiny cat.
I hate that other cat.
He likes you.
No, she likes me. He doesn't like me. He doesn't like anything.
He tastes good. He likes everybody. He just likes to chew.
He just likes to eat things.
Yeah, knock things off shelves. Yes. What's that? Oh, it's on the floor.
Oh, it's mine.
It belongs on the floor now. I'm going to sit on this table no matter how many times you take me off it.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Is that your wallet? It's on the floor now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Have fun storming the castle.